Well, the calendar may say September, and we are heading sooner or later to autumn and winter. Shakespeare and Company is still rolling on with an incredible season, a performance now that is running through October the 7th at Shakespeare and Company. Is a show called, now I'm not sure whether it's H-I-R or you sir here, but by Taylor Mack. But right now we have the director, Alice Reagan, with us. Alice, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.
So is it, do you say that just H-I-R?
It's actually pronounced here.
Here we go. That's why I said it the second time. I wasn't quite sure. Now this play, I take a look at it. Now you've got a couple of longtime company members performing in this, right?
Yes. Elizabeth Aspenleader and John Haddon.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the play itself. What made it so intriguing and that you figured that you would like to do it this year?
Here's an extraordinary play. It takes the history of the American family plays and turns it on its ear. It's a kitchen sink drama, but someone keeps throwing up in the sink. So right away from the start, things are different. And I think the story of a woman who is trying to revolutionize herself and her family and kind of escape the patriarchy that's been guiding her and her own family is a story of liberation, but it's not a one-way ticket, and there are casualties along the way.
Now, it is a comedy, but would this be described? Does it fit under the genre of a black comedy? I don't mean color-wise; I mean dark comedy.
Yes, it is definitely a dark comedy. It's very funny, although the characters themselves might not recognize it in the moment, but we can certainly enjoy their antics.
Well, I think that's one of the great things about the stage, and when you get something that deals with a dark subject, but it deals with it within a way, it makes it easier for the audience to relate and understand.
That's true. It also draws them in so that there might be a sucker punch or two in Act Two where we think things are going one way and then the bottom drops out and we're in a totally different emotional landscape.
We are speaking with Alice Reagan, Shakespeare and Company, H.I.R. by Taylor Mack, performing through October 7th. Now, were you in on this play coming in, or is this something that at Shakespeare, you can give me the details and how it works, where you're a member of Shakespeare and Company, and this play came up, and you were assigned to direct this, or did you want to direct this and lobby for it?
Season planning is a mysterious process to people on the inside and the outside. The play came about through a series of discussions with the artistic director, Alan Burroughs. So it was certainly on my radar before it premiered in New York City in 2014. It was a very successful production at Playwrights Horizons. So I've known about the play for a few years. The fact that Shakespeare and Company want to do it, I think, is fabulous because it's really a different kind of work for this community, for this area. It's an important American play, and they should certainly be doing it.
Now, so people listening, you're not always at Shakespeare and Company. I mean, you last directed a play, what, 2015 or 16?
I was here 2 years ago, 2016. Okay. I directed a play called Or by Liz Duffy Adams.
Now, are you solely a director or are you also an actor?
Only a director. Please, don't stick me up there. that is all that I do and all that I'm capable of doing.
Well, I was going to, because you see now some people do both. Did you start off as an actor or did you just say, I want to be a director right from the get-go?
I acted in high school and a little bit in college, but it was pretty clear that I wanted to be on the side where I could see what was happening, the whole show. I wanted to see the whole thing. So I've been directing for about 20 years.
Now, when you direct a show, I don't know how people out there can relate to a director, but it's almost like you're a maternity doctor, I would think, and you are supervising the whole thing, and then all of a sudden, boom, there's the birth of the play, and then you move on to the next thing. But it must be quite an intense emotional experience.
I would say so. I mean, the fact that the director leaves after opening night is surprising to a lot of people. But the stage manager is the one who maintains the show, as it's called, and makes sure that, things keep happening. If a prop breaks, it gets fixed. Lines don't get dropped. And so the director really becomes superfluous after opening night. It's just about maintaining the show. And, of course, the actors' performances deepen and may change a bit, but they're going to stick to what we have agreed upon in the rehearsal period.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned stage manager. I only really was in one show professional where professionals were, and it was The Music Man. I was Marcellus Washburn, and the person who saved the day for me and made it really happen was the stage manager.
They're an important, often unsung hero. Not unsung by me, but by people who might not know, you know, how a show runs.
Just made me feel more at home, especially, it was a two-week run, especially the first few nights, made me feel more at home and more secure knowing that someone was there. It was quite an experience. So now you're directing this, and you'll be, like I said, this will be up and running and run through October the 7th. What is next for you? I mean, do you take time off in between each event, or do you try to keep going from play to play to play?
I direct about 2 to 3 plays a year. I am pretty spread out in that way. I like it. I have a family. I'm the mother of a 10-year-old son, and so being out of town is not something I can do all the time or would want to do. And then I also teach. I teach directing at Barnard College. So I've got some areas of my life beyond working at a professional theater like Shakespeare and Co.
What's interesting about that is teaching is basically directing, but a vital director.
Yes, I find teaching and directing very analogous. They feed each other as well.
All right, so we've got HIR going through October 7th at Shakespeare and Company. I'm going to just ask final question out of the blue. What is your favorite play to watch, and what is your favorite to direct?
Well, let's see. My favorite play to watch, I'm going to say, is a new play that's happening in New York City. And I'm going to say there are so many new plays happening in New York City by fabulous women writers of color right now. And I'm really excited by new plays by Jackie Sibley's Drury is a playwright that I'm really watching very carefully. And favorite play to, what was the next one? To direct.
I mean, of all the plays you've directed, which one? And I'm not talking about how the company came together. It was just fun. The play was fun and went by quicker than you could imagine.
Well, this is a gimme. I mean, it's got to be Here, because the show that I'm working on right now, the actors are phenomenal. The design is off the hook, and we are having a lot of fun. And really, when I'm directing a play, I can't think about anything else I've ever done. So I'm really just, I'm in it to win it, and there's nothing else in my brain. So
Alice,
I hope people come see Here.
All right, Alice, thanks for taking a few minutes out. People don't realize, very big, busy schedule. She's recording this at a time where she could fit it in so they could do tech and stuff like that. Alice, thank you very much.
Thanks so much. It was really fun.
You're welcome. Once again, Shakespeare and Company. Performances run through October the 7th. Shakespeare.org on the web.